2 years ago, I took a leave of absence from the active ministry to take care of my dying mother and my father, who has been suffering with Parkinson's for almost 20 years now. So since I did not go, well, sure, from time to time, I went back to South Korea to have some time with my mom and dad, but it was always a short time visit. And even those short time visits, it was normally filled with many schedules and meetings, catching up with friends and relatives and giving lectures and leading the retreat in a various dioceses in South Korea. So I didn't really have much time to spend the time with my parents. So after long discernment, I decided to take some time with my parents, and it was such a blessing time to me. At the moment, I solely concentrated on my relationship with my mom and my dad. But a priest is a priest. I had a great longing for the ministry, and when I was in South Korea, did not involve any ministry, but occasionally I went to the convent to celebrate the Mass for sisters. So I happened to know this particular religious nun who joined the missionary work after her term as a provincial was complete. So she went to Nepal for missionary work. So I decided to visit the sister in Nepal. Nepal's condition was very interesting. Although they have such a wonderful natural tourist attractions such as Himalaya and Everest, their poverty level was quite visible. Their infrastructure, such as a road, was not well paved. The gap between the wealthy and the poor was very extreme. So when I visited the sister, I served a ghetto nearby the airport where her religious sisters were serving. It was the place that all the marginalized, all those people who are forgotten, formed a slum and lived together. But their condition was not ideal. So religious sisters there, they were feeding their children once a week with a chicken soup, and they were educating these children, because the way for them to get away from that place was the education. So religious sisters were teaching the English and all the necessary skills so that they could be self-sufficient later. So I helped organize a kitchen. I just became a cook, huge pot with the chicken and veggies, you know, working with the sisters. And I saw children lining up to have once a week nutrition food. Then I encountered something which inscribed in my deep heart. I want to share with that story. There was an 8-year-old girl, when she received the bowl of chicken soup, all of a sudden she collected all this chicken meat from the bowl. I thought that something was very interesting. I mean, why didn't she like the chicken? I mean, who didn't like the chicken? And could you afford ignoring this nutritious meal? All those thoughts came to my mind. While I was looking at her, all of a sudden she just went outside. I thought, that's interesting. And then something amazing happened. And she brought her 3-year-old brother, put all the collected meat, chicken, into his chicken soup bowl. And she started feeding him. I couldn't believe this. I said, "Don't you feel hungry at all?" She said, "Father, I'm hungry. But he's more hungry than me." So I told her, "You feed your brother, I will feed you." And I saw her smile. She just looked at me with the biggest smile ever. And then she fed him, and I fed her. But it was not I who fed her. It was she who fed me. Last week, not this Mass, but Sunday Masses, I delivered a homily about three types of faith: inherited, intellectual, and personal faith. And at the end of the homily, I asked, what are we going to do about our faith? Huh? Who do you say that Jesus is? I asked the question. Today's homily is extension of this last week's questions. God loves us, and God wants us to experience His generous love. If we encounter God's love, especially God's love through His Son, Jesus, who suffered, who redeemed each one of us by His own suffering and death on the cross, then we cannot help but share that love to others, because it's so good, because it's so awesome. I mean, I bet you had that experience when you taste something good, when you experience something good. What's in our normal mind? Man, I got to share this one to others. Man, I got to tell the people how good this one was. Then how do we share God's love to others? By our own hands and by our feet carrying the love of Christ to others. Because it is so good to me. But by doing it, we encounter always something extraordinary. We encounter something amazing. We encounter amazing love of the Jesus' selfless love. Like the girl, her selfless love to her 3-year-old brother. She was only 8 years old. I encountered God's selfless love from her. Again, I thought that I was serving her. No. She was serving me. She was teaching me what it means to share God's love through our own words and actions. We have a zealous people who want to invite this great opportunity to encounter God's love to others. And last 3 weeks, you heard all the various social ministries here. The reason why they want to do to invite you is because they want you to have that experience, this amazing love of God, while serving others. I know sometimes it's very, very difficult to do. What is going to be look like? What kind of people am I going to encounter? Do I even have a skill to do that? Those questions always come to our mind. But today's second reading, St. James expressed concerning human passion, "You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." Sometimes we just need to do it and see where it leads us to. So I invite you and your family to go and talk to those people at the end of the Mass who are already involved in this social ministry. I believe that they will be available for any question you have, And remember Jesus what Jesus said today, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. Missionary work does not need to be far away from home. It can be done in our spiritual home, St. Albert the Great Parish. As the also extension of the stewardship, it is also responsibility for pastor and the clergy to share how we are doing in terms of our finance in our spiritual home. It is also the requirement from the canon law, so that the faithful knows that we are good stewards in our home parish. So now I'm going to invite the financial council members, I believe that he's here, yes, to share very few words about where we are in terms of finance. Thank you.